We've been arguing that the construction of class requires the construction and maintenance of class legitimating ideologies, which is the construction of consent. What we don't seem to be seeing, and it's hard to know when we have no means of publicly discussing these things yet, is that the construction of class is the work of states, not economic forces or actors, capitalists. And that the construction of class is also the construction of nation, that hierarchy doesn't begin and end at the borders of a nation, that nations are also classed, as Hopkins and Wallerstein have shown us. Once we start discussing the fact that it's not capitalists creating opportunities, quote unquote, for us, from which we select a way we will be made use of, it's not that creates class, but rather it is states that restrict our access to information that creates class. So this pundit, blowing about in his full-flown heartless robes, telling us that happiness is being chosen off the shelf as toilet paper for the ass of power, hoping to propagate the notion that we will be happy, fulfilled, satisfied, to slaughter at power's behest, if it means we won't be left sitting on the bench, unwanted. So this pundit is doing his small bit of service to the state toward helping it restrict our access to information by spreading disinformation. Who made any of us so? Betrayer and betrayed. Who made it so our strings could be played, if not the state? How does this factor into our shaping a vision? For one, it means we must insist on absolutely no restrictions on free access to information and totally open discussion. That we must have means for broad public discussion of what we want and why we want it. So demands for free, open internet globally are for us foundational. And students who demand free university education globally bring founding energy to the churning, yearning, turning to our new day that's blooming all around us globally. And students, you may want to consider as a tactic to take up one used here in California to fight the imposition of so-called success fees. Students gathered pledges from their fellows to never contribute to the alma mater as alums if the university refused to credit their issues.